For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Neil Estes. State officials say Indiana's lack of access to obstetrics care is growing, and this is driving the state's high infant and maternal mortality rates. Abigail Ruman reports.
The Indiana State Health Commissioner says multiple Indiana hospitals closed birthing centers recently, and the state expects to lose one or two more in the next few months. Rural health leaders are pointing to physician recruitment and low Medicaid reimbursement rates as factors in those closures. Representative Rita Fleming says the state needs to invest money in preventative care and eliminate bureaucratic hassles that get in the way of patient care.
Our maternal and infant mortality will decrease, we'll have healthier moms and babies, and we'll be able to put that money saved back into increased Medicaid reimbursement.
Representative Ethan Manning says the state has the money to increase the low Medicaid reimbursement rate for OB services. I'm Abigail Ruman.
West Lafayette lawmakers say they are optimistic that they can put guardrails on a plan to move water from Tippecanoe County to Lebanon. As WBAA's Ben Thorpe reports, leaders in the State House say they, like local officials, are waiting for more data before moving forward.
Earlier this week, Tippecanoe County officials moved to block water withdrawals for 9 months, hoping that lawmakers would take action on the issue during the next session. Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray says he's unsure about what water legislation might pass.
You may see legislation this year on that issue. Whether or not it moves or not is depending, I guess, on what it says, and we'll have that conversation.
West Lafayette Republican Senator Spencer Deary says he's received two commitments from legislative leadership, which includes their openness to bills that put guardrails in place around water withdrawals.
This isn't dead upon arrival, and there's work that we can continue to do as we work with stakeholders to get the best bill that we feel like we can pass.
Deary says leadership also guaranteed that the proposed pipeline will not move forward in the upcoming session. I'm Ben Thorpe.
And more broadly, as lawmakers look toward the session start in January, GOP leaders say they are focused on strengthening existing policies. Brandon Smith reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats mentioned reading proficiency, truancy, and health care costs as areas of focus for the 2024 session, and House Speaker Todd Houston noted that last session featured significant legislation on many of those issues.
We need to allow things to be able to be implemented, maybe fine-tune some things.
Democrats want to push further, particularly on issues like child care, and Senate Democratic leader Greg Taylor continued to advocate for cannabis legalization, especially as three of four surrounding states now have legalization in some form.
If we don't, we're going to find ourselves behind the eight ball, and the other states are going to, I think I read something that Indiana's on a contact high now.
Republican leaders said cannabis legalization in 2024 is unlikely.
That story from Brandon Smith at the State House. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Neil Estes.